This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. With holiday travel in full swing, it is an open question as to whether the headaches consumers have endured, delayed flights, canceled flights, flights stuck on the tarmac for hours, will continue. The Department of Transportation keeps track of complaints, and it reported last month that complaints in August were up 8% over last year and 322% over August of 2019. If you are curious, Delta had the fewest delays. 17% of its flights did not arrive on time. The worst was JetBlue. 34% of its flights did not arrive on time. The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined airlines $8.1 million for extreme delays in providing refunds when flights are canceled or significantly changed. That's a record level for fines issued in a single year. Still, as bad as it all is, it could be worse. In the U.S., travelers at least get vouchers sometimes to cover accommodation and food when their flights get delayed. In Australia, there are no such guarantees, and consumer groups there are pushing for better laws on this, as the BBC's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Say g'day to an epic Aussie adventure.
Welcome on board.
Many Australians have been full of enthusiasm at the chance to travel again after strict COVID policies that turned their country into a fortress came to an end. But for some, that excitement has turned to frustration.
The start of the holiday was just a disaster.
Nicole Gibbs's family vacation from Sydney to Bali was ruined by delays and chaos at the airport. The school teacher says she's been left hundreds of dollars out of pocket.
You know, we live in Sydney, so we didn't want to spend our time in Sydney. We wanted to be away where we should have been, which is where I had paid for us to go. Had tears from my daughter and myself, for that matter. The process in order to try and recover any kind of compensation or return on my expenses was a debacle.
In Australia, airlines decide whether customers are eligible for compensation or a refund. In other parts of the world, including the European Union and the United Kingdom, there are clear-cut regulations about what passengers are entitled to. Dr. Catherine Kemp is from the University of New South Wales.
If you have a cancellation that is due to the fault of the airline, you know that you can get a refund for that flight when you're involved in delays. In many cases, that's up to the airline's own terms.
Nice.
Virgin Australia told the BBC it offers passengers who are delayed hotel, taxi and meal vouchers. Qantas says it significantly reduced delays and cancellations. The national carrier insists it goes beyond its obligations to help its customers. Adam Gleeser runs a company called Consumer Champion. He says some passengers have lost significant amounts of money.
There is certainly no obligation on the airline's behalf to give any level of compensation. Even if it's a six-hour delay, for example, customers will be lucky to get a Vegemite sandwich off it.
Disruptions to flights can be unavoidable because of the weather. But when an airline's at fault, many Australians who save hard to travel overseas as cost of living pressures increase want the same rights to compensation as other countries. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.